For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
To you live
welcome again Utah fans to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. We are excited to be here. It's an exciting week, lots to talk about. It was a wild weekend.
It was a great weekend.
But before we get into that, we want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics, and he has graciously agreed to give a promo to our Utah Football Fans listeners. So for the first 20 people who schedule a consult with him and mention the podcast, he's going to give you $500 off your treatment. $500 off your treatment.
Jesus, wow. I didn't realize that.
So they specialize in braces and clear aligners for both adults and children. They're located in Spanish Fork. You can look them up on thomasortho.com. And all of this is posted on our Facebook group as well. So, I mean, come on, $500 off. That's a lot.
That's pretty
cool. Thank
you
to him. Please like and subscribe and share. We are celebrating. We hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Let's go!
Thank you for all of those following us.
Big time now, Gary.
Big time.
We're just beginning.
You've worked your whole life for this moment.
I don't know. I think it deserves a giveaway. So I think we'll do a guess the score giveaway this week.
For what? What's the prize?
The Oregon game. We'll put a prize pack together. I don't know. Watch our social media.
Together.
We'll put...
Brynn's just winging it at this point.
I am. I feel like that's something we got to celebrate. So put your score prediction in the comments. Closest guess will get something. Before we talk about all the craziness of last weekend, we just do want to give a few shout-outs. First and foremost to University of Virginia and all of that they're going through. Obviously, us Utah football family has gone through similar, not quite the same, but, you know, similar tragedy. So we just were thinking of all of you and all your fans and all everyone affected, because it's just an awful, horrible thing. We also want to just mention someone in our Facebook group, and I'm sure some of you have heard about this. Unfortunately, there was a Utah fan who passed away at the game on Saturday, or at least he had a heart attack at the game and then was transported to the hospital. Unfortunately, he did end up passing away. But Skylar Anthony, it was his father. Apparently, it happened north end zone. We did not see it. But, you know, just our thoughts are with that family as well. That's, you know. Yeah. But he did say at least he did pass doing something he absolutely loved, and that was a Utah football game. But, you know, that you don't go to the game expecting that. So our thoughts are with their family too. One more shout out. So last week we talked about how we wanted Utah fans to make sure their seats were being used for the game on Saturday. And so we had a fan reach out to us, and his name on Twitter is Wild Ute. So give him a follow. He reached out to us and said, "Hey, I can't make it. I've got 2 tickets. Will you guys just make sure someone's in the seat?" So we were able to take them, do a little giveaway, and we were able to find some Utah fans to use the seat. So Wild Ute, that was awesome. thanks for making sure we got Utah fans.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think more people need to be like that, where it's,
yeah,
look, I can't go. I, you know, might as well give them to somebody. And we were able to find someone who was, you know, excited.
Yeah.
And able to go and use them. And, you know, sometimes we, for those of us who get to go to a lot of games, you take it for granted. So there's a lot of people that don't have that opportunity. So thank you for doing that. Really do appreciate it.
Utah fans helping Utah fans.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that was everything.
It's all house cleaning?
I think.
Jeez.
I know. We had a lot. What's we had housekeeping.
Okay. Housekeeping.
Do you do any cleaning at your house?
Yes. 100% I do.
All right.
Stanford.
We don't want to say much about this
Stanford
game.
Sucks.
Okay.
Move on.
You know what? Well, 42-7.
That was I predicted that.
Crappy.
Sure.
I mean, the first half was not very good, and then we blew them out as we should. It's a speed bump on the way to what's really coming up. Let's face it. The only thing I will say, though, is Tavion Thomas was back. That was what he was last year.
Yep.
180 yards rushing, 2 TDs. But it's the way he was running. He looked like he looked like Thomas, man. It was
violent.
Cool. So that was good.
Yes.
Well, and he himself had more yards than Stanford whole game, and more touchdowns than Stanford did the whole game. So,
it was his best game ever as a Ute statistically.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's good. It's great. We're gonna need him. But hey,
right. If we can get that Thomas moving forward, we're moving, baby.
But okay.
All right, that's everything on
Stanford. That's it on. We're not going down. That's it. We're moving on to November 19. Everybody has been waiting for this day because it's the day in the Pac-12, let's face it. Because you've got the main game, Utah, Oregon, USC, UCLA. It's gonna tell us everything, but we'll get to the, you know, SC and UCLA, but we're talking Oregon and Utah.
Oregon sucks. Okay. I'll just say it.
Okay.
Their fan base sucks. Their team's not very good.
So if you take
that's one thing that they've done.
You take that serious,
in the last decade,
His name's James.
If you take that serious, you're all a bunch of fools.
He's baiting you.
Let's start. You're low dumb. Send. The thing is, they got beat by Washington. I was watching the pregame, and everybody's talking about Oregon's way to the playoff. Uh-huh. That's all I heard. Oregon's going to, they'll beat Washington. I got Utah. Then they just have to take out Oregon State, and they'll make it to the playoff. Everybody was talking Oregon going to the college football playoff. Uh-oh. I guess not.
Phoenix got you.
That's, you know, I don't feel bad about it.
No, I don't either.
I don't feel bad at all about it. Bummer. In fact, we talked about Oregon had the toughest schedule.
Yeah.
And I think everyone recognized
it. They still do.
And I remember when we were talking about it, we felt like Washington had a real shot. We'll talk about the Utah game with them. And they still got Oregon State.
Yeah.
So, Oregon, you know, you got some work to be done. But, hey, you lost, and that's it's a shame. It really is a shame. So, here we are coming to Autzen. And are we supposed to be afraid?
No. Yeah, I mean, they think we are. They think that it's this daunting place to play. You just lost at home for the first time in a while. I'll give you that. But big whoop.
Okay. I remember last year. Let's see. Last year.
They were ranked third.
They were ranked third when they came. See, this is the thing. Everyone's making... Well, that was last year. That was last year, and you beat us, and da 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 da.
And our coach was gone, and all this
crystal ball was garbage. But okay, as it played out after us, I get all that. But up until that game, they were ranked third, and it was the same talk I've been hearing up until Washington: is they're going to the college playoff, and we blew the crap out of them. Well, that's an anomaly. Let's get to the championship game. It's going to change. And we blew the crap out of them. Now, am I saying that's what's going to happen? No. But, hey.
Hmm.
Last year.
Interesting comparison.
I'm just saying, here we are. We're going to see.
All right, I'll say this now that I'm being serious. Now that there are Oregon fans who have stopped.
They're going to be, they're going to come at us. I get.
Come at both of them. I haven't said anything yet.
We're just being realistic.
Here, look, Oregon played a fine game on Saturday.
Yeah, they did.
They played a good game. It's not, I don't want to hear this crap of we played crappy or whatever. There was no excuses. They played good. Yeah, I know Bo Nix got hurt, but I don't care. Okay. Washington came in and played a better game than you. Now, I'll say this. I think Oregon is better this right now than they were when we played them last year at either point. I think Oregon's a better team now. I think their quarterback play is better. I think their running game is better. And I think their defense is probably about the same, maybe a little bit better. Okay? They're a very good football team. But I'm with you. I'm so sick of every year. It's week 9. And it's, oh my gosh, Oregon. They're ranked 5th in the country. Oh my gosh, Oregon. They're ranked 3rd in the country. And then they choke it up.
You just said they didn't choke.
Of course they choked.
No, Washington.
Not against Washington. I'm just saying every single season. Every single season the same. I am excited to go up there. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be wonderful.
I feel like my thoughts have changed so much since Saturday. I'm like all over the place.
You're bipolar.
Yeah, I kind of am. And before all the games even happened on Saturday, I had pretty much resigned myself to, okay, we're likely not going to beat Oregon, so I would rather them.
What?
This is how I was pre all the games on Saturday.
Barf.
We're not going to win, so I'd rather them win and go to the playoff. I finally want a Pac-12 team to represent. That's where I was. I'm just being honest.
Wow.
Now I really don't know where the heck my feelings are.
If you still feel that way, then you're cheering for USC at this point forward because they're our last hope. If that's how you really feel, Bryn.
Barf in my mouth. God, no. It was very Oregon specific because I don't have this harsh feelings towards them as I do USC right now. But
you will.
Yeah, I probably will after this week. I
give it 5 days.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm feeling very much like we're not going to win.
What the?
Hey, turn her mic off.
What in the?
Come at me.
She doesn't listen to anything.
She doesn't get to talk the rest of the day. That's how I've been feeling. I'm taking my Homer hat off this week.
Okay.
And.
To be fair,
I'm not going to Homer. We can go up there and win.
We can. Okay. Absolutely, we can. But I hope I'm wrong. I absolutely hope I'm wrong. I'm sorry to everyone.
You're going
to
be wrong. Okay. Do we know? We don't know about Bo Nix, do we?
No one has said squat.
The dude's going to play.
He's going to play.
But
he's going to play. Is he 100%? That's the question. Because, look, Bo Nix is Cam Rising. If you're looking for a comparable, they are extremely similar quarterbacks. He's better. He's playing his best football right now. This is not Bo Nix of Auburn. Okay, I've been very impressed by him. They're very similar. If he's hurt with a leg injury, an ankle injury is what it looks like, he is not going to have that same ability for the running, which is a huge part of what makes him so good. So he's going to play.
But neither does Cam. I'm just being real. Cam is not Cam right now.
How well do we know that?
I mean, he ran once on Saturday, for a long run.
Okay.
He's not. He doesn't have the same swagger.
Okay. Here's my question, though. Is it, and I agree with you, I don't think he's 100%. No. However, I think that he has been told, we don't need you to run around to beat Stanford,
True.
Who is probably the worst team in the conference.
Colorado is.
I don't know. They're both terrible. Or was it Arizona before then?
Yeah,
Arizona. Okay. Go back. If it's not there, throw it away. Don't get hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Against Oregon?
Possibly.
Now, is he 80%? Is he 60%? I don't know. But they're very similar quarterbacks, and if you can eliminate that ability for Bo Nix to run and make him one-dimensional because of an injury, because whatever, it's a huge advantage for Utah.
Do we know if it's his same ankle that he screwed up, cost him a year?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't know that either. You know who Bo Nix is? For those in our area, he's Little Taysom Hill.
Man, that's a compliment.
Think about it. He's about the same size. And his game is very much what Taysom Hill was when we played him. When we played that team.
He's a better passer than Taysom, I think.
Dude, look at the stats. Look at what he did. The way he really burns you. Yeah, he makes some throws, but so did Taysom.
Yeah.
But when he burns you is when he runs.
Yes.
And he's a solid guy. 6'2", he's solid. I'm just saying, when I watch him play, I feel like, gee, I'm watching Taysom Hill play. He's not going to start in the NFL as a quarterback. I'm just telling you.
I agree.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
No. But he's a very good quarterback.
But he's a real good quarterback. I'm just saying he reminds me of Taysom Hill when we played
that. I can see that.
That was a thing, though. Mainly because he's white. I mean, the passing, both Oregon and Washington, I mean, Bo Nix and then Penix.
Dude, Penix.
The passes that those dudes make. Very impressive.
I have been very impressed. Washington is sneaky. They're 8-2.
They are sneaky. I know.
The same record as us.
I know, they're right there. It's just they've got conference losses.
They
got
two conference losses.
We're talking conference.
And so that puts them behind and they won't win it. But I've been very, very impressed with Washington. So I don't know. I'm with you, Brent. I'm nervous about it. All the joking aside, all that stuff. Yes, we can win.
We absolutely
can win.
Yes,
they can win. I'm not going as far as she's saying that she thinks we're going to lose and she's off the podcast forever. Okay. I'm just saying.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
I'm a little nervous about it, as I think everybody is, and I'm really excited for 10:90 kickoff at
10:90.
Here's the thing is, with Oregon, I think they've only given up, a couple sacks all year, something like that.
Yeah, their O-line's really good.
That's a key factor in this game.
Yeah.
If we can get to him, get to Nix a bit.
Their
line has been dang solid, and they rush. In fact, here's some stats.
It's Gary's stat hour.
No.
Well, no, it's important.
It's important. I'm just saying. Points per game in the league.
Points. Okay, go.
Points per game. This is all teams. USC averages 42 a game. Oregon averages 42 a game.
Okay.
UCLA is 39, Utah 39.
Okay.
That's the difference in points.
Put up.
Okay. Put up. If you go to... yards per game, Oregon, by far, 527. That's a freaking lot.
That's a ton.
UCLA is second. USC is almost 500. Utah is 462, so it's a lot.
Significantly less.
Now, the... let's see. Yards per game passing in the league. Washington's number one. Arizona, USC, Oregon.
Arizona second?
Is it 288 a game? Utah is way down at 252 a game. So.
No, their offense
just be advised. Now, here's.
Very, very good.
Thing is, though, with rushing yards per game, UCLA is number one. I don't think I would have expected
Dude, Charbonnet
that necessarily.
An absolute monster.
Oregon number two. And Utah. Number three. So if you look at passing and rushing, they average more a game than us and more points a game. So, we're playing up there. So it's a big hill to go. Go up and win. But
where's their defense rank? That's defensively, where I'm curious because is it USC where they put up 41 points a game, but they give up 40.9 points a game? I mean that's how.
So yards a game. This is defensively.
Okay, this is what they give up.
So Utah's number one in the league.
Okay.
At 327.
Fire Scally. Keep going.
Yeah, we'll just make a note of that.
You guys are
We have
idiots.
Some goofballs that sit around us that are
Fire Scally. The defense is on.
And we're the top D in the league.
Defense is on fire the last four games. So it's just,
they haven't said it in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and they've been depressed behind us because Utah's been playing really well, and it depresses them for some reason. It's the most...
No, they were into it on Saturday.
They were the most bizarre fans I've ever met. But anyway, keep going.
So
keep going.
Utah's 327 a game. Oregon is allows almost 400, 397.
They're seventh.
Okay, so
they're
middle of the road. What about points?
A little over. So there you go. That's yards per game, so we have... At least statistically here, in general terms, the advantage in that. Points per game is...
No, it's this other one.
So points per game. Believe it or not, Washington State, number one.
Is first. They only allow 19.8.
Utah averages allows 20 points per game. Oregon allows 27 a touchdown.
More. Okay. Where does that put them in the league? Middle?
They're six.
Okay.
So defensively, Oregon has the advantage offensively by some, and Utah has the advantage by some defensively. Well, something's going to give.
That's my question is...
That's Utah football.
Have they played yet this year a defense like ours? I mean, our defense is pretty unique in the Pac-12, I feel like. So I don't think they've played a defense that is like ours yet. Georgia.
That Georgia game was an anomaly, though. I mean, Georgia's an NFL team. So you can't even bring that into the fold. I mean, since that Georgia game, they've
beat everyone until last Washington. Saturday.
Now, they've had a couple of struggles, though. I mean, remember back a month or so, they should have lost to Washington State at home. They should have lost that game. They didn't. Credit. That's great. But they're not world beaters. They're not impossible to beat. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. But I think you're exactly right. Both offensively, they've got the advantage. Defensively, we have the advantage, and our defense is hitting their stride. They are hitting it right now at the perfect time. I don't know what's changed, but you can almost find the line. It is like halftime at the USC game. Something has snapped, and ever since then, it has just been, they have been rolling. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, and I think, I mean, we've talked a lot about Bo Nix, and he's extremely talented. And I think even Whittingham mentioned it today as far as national QBR, there's like five Pac-12 QBs in the top 12 or something like that. And we've played every single one of them.
Which is wild.
So it's like we've had that preparation of this kind of quarterback leading into it. And you talked about sacks. I mean, we got to get to him. And I know it was Stanford on Saturday, but how many times did we sack their QB? It was
six or seven.
Seven.
We had seven sacks.
We're not going to get that. I totally understand. We're not going to sack Bo Nix that many times, but we have the experience of playing this shifty quarterback who can also pass
the whole way downfield. It's the line that's the key to that.
What I'm saying is we've played USC, UCLA, Washington State, even Arizona. Like, we've played these quarterbacks. And you're right, James. I feel like our defense is I don't know what happened after the UCLA game, but they are clicking much better.
I don't know. Oregon is they're interesting because I remember, if you remember back, they blow the doors off a little excessive, but they beat UCLA pretty handily. If you remember that game, that was a marquee game. Middle of the day, all lights are on them, or all, you know, whatever you want to say. And they beat them, what was it, 45-13. I mean, they outmanned them, they outplayed them. And it was in a physical way, too.
I'm just looking at every game is its own entity, to be honest.
That's the thing.
And matchups matter, and your line versus their line, and all that sort of stuff. But I'm looking at their record right now.
Okay, but let me just go on a couple of things.
Yeah.
So sacks. USC leads the league in sacks. They have 32. Yeah. Utah second with 29. Oregon has at number 7 in the league at 15 sacks. So we've had a lot more sacks than they have. It's going to be a factor.
That's a factor.
Their line is good. Nix is good. It's just, we'll see how that plays out. I don't know, but recently, you're right. We've had some sacks, and it's mattered a lot.
A lot. That's interesting. Every statistic you've given so far for their defense is middle of the pack, right? No pun intended. It's sixth or seventh. They're right in the middle there. Offensively, they're one of the best in the entire conference. Defensively, middle of the road.
Well, so it's, can our offense stack up to their defense, which I would say yes.
I'd say yes.
However, with the injuries that we have sustained. Now, if Thomas comes out and does what he did,
it's over.
Fantastic. I do want to point out, we were on our third string center, apparently.
Yeah, we were.
Against Stanford, which is the fact that then Thomas was still able to get that many yards with a third string center. That's massive. Now, I don't know who's going to play on Saturday. But like we said, Cam, we don't know. Kincaid, he'll play, but we don't know what his health is. Thomas is healthy. We don't know about some of our other running backs. I don't know. It's just... it's a big question mark for me.
There's a lot of questions. But, yeah, there's a lot of question marks. And then on their side of the ball, obviously, the Bo Nix question. How injured? I mean, he looked like he was ready to go back in that game in the middle of it. But if anyone's been through an injury, especially like an ankle injury, a lot of times it's hurt. It's wrapped. It's tight. The second you take that wrapping off, things go bad. I mean, it can swell and it can get worse progressively before it gets better. So who knows, but I fully expect to see Bo Nix out there on the field. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Brent, because what we don't know with Cam is now, well, this will be the third week since he was out at Washington State. And he had a brace on his left knee. He ran a couple of times, but it hasn't been the Cam that makes the difference. That's a fact.
Agreed.
It's the fact. Now, hopefully against Oregon, he feels good enough that he's a threat running, because let's face it, so many games is his play, his running has been key in some big games that brought us the victory at the key moments. And if that threat's there, we have an excellent chance. But if he's just the pocket guy, it's going to be tough.
Well, just look back last year at the two Oregon games. If you go back and look at the highlights from the two Oregon games last year, Cam's feet made a massive difference.
Well, the USC game.
And the USC game.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, like, it is. It's his legs that make him a true difference maker. So, no, you're right. Is he 100%? I probably not,
but let's hope he can run. He made a couple good runs, the old Cam, but you could tell he wasn't going to do it, whereas before he was injured. Now, we'll see. Maybe Nix is hurt. I mean, every team's hurt. Yeah. Hopefully our guys are healed up enough that we have, you know, even Bernard is still dinged up, and I don't know about Glover and Jackson if they're involved. Whatever. Injuries at this point, no one's going to give a crap, so.
It's true.
But who's there has to come and play. So there we go.
You know, I just had the thought, though, we've talked about Cam, and he is that it factor in his running, but what we've seen from Johnson the last couple of games, him coming in and running, and so he's kind of,
okay,
he's another option. I mean, he doesn't have the experience. He's a freshman, and he's played against Arizona and Stanford, so
right.
I realize that that's not the same. However, he can run.
Yeah, he's a threat. Every team needs a guy that can come in and change it a little bit and be a threat. And we've got guys. I'm not worried about that. But
that's sort of a unique package.
That's a three or four plays a game.
No, I'm not saying he's going to come in and be the guy, but he's just another option. But
he's one for one on the year for a touchdown. So
I know. That was exciting.
Okay, well, let's... Well, listen, before we move on.
You're going to give him your knee? You're going to give your shoulder to Kincaid. Yeah. You can give Cam your knee.
100%.
You mentioned the QBR. So let's look at it real quick. Then we'll go on to the record and the playoff ramifications and all that other stuff in the league. C.J. Stroud, number one. Hendon Hooker from Tennessee is two. Bo Nix, number three. He's jumped up. You know, you got to give the guy props, man. And he's up here with his QBRs because of his legs and his arm. I mean, he made some great throws against Washington, big plays, and he can run it. So, hey, he's number three, and legitimately that's where he's at.
Wow.
So give him props. Number four is Drake May from North Carolina. But who's number five? Cam Rising. And that's with two games of injury. So he's number five, and Bo Nix is number three, and that's who's playing this week. It's cool, man. You gotta admit.
Dude, Pac-12.
It's Pac-12 QBs,
has
dude.
What, six teams ranked? Is that right? Five? Six teams ranked?
I think Oregon State's got ranked again.
25th.
We only know the AP. I mean, we'll see you tomorrow.
It'll be close, though.
It's all because we've got some very, very, very good quarterback play.
So you got Caleb Williams is six. DTR is eight.
Oh, poor DTR.
Penix is 12, and it's exactly what you said, Bryn. Look at that. Look at these QBs.
Top five.
Five in the top 12. That's awesome.
That is crazy.
And we have played all but one.
And they are freaking good.
Yeah, we will have played all but one.
All but one.
That's crazy.
So, you know, congrats to the league and the QBs and who we play, man. It's cool. And, you know, we got two top quarterbacks playing this Saturday. And honestly, I mean, you can't just say it's just them, but so much of this game is going to ride on what those two guys do for their respective teams. It's just the way it is.
It is.
They're different. I think there's a lot of differences to them. Similarities, but differences. Mm-hmm. But how they play and how they make a play, whether by legs or through the air, this is gonna be big, man.
I'm so excited. It's cool.
I mean, Autzen is an extremely tough place to play, and we historically have not done well.
No one has.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody has.
Nobody has. I think they win? They won 34 in a row at home until this last weekend. Like, it is.
It's a rough place to play.
It's not a huge stadium either. Like, attendance wise, it's not bigger than Rice Eccles. It's not a huge. But if they are right there on you, and their fan base is psychopathic, and they are right freaking there.
I was going to say, up until our Florida experience, and it sort of rivals it, the Oregon fans have been the absolute worst.
Last time we were there, they were kind of
dicks. Okay.
Beep him.
You can say it. They know. They know.
You almost pushed the laughter.
Thank you.
I've been up there twice. And both times have had not good experiences with the Oregon
fans. Just say it's the way it is.
I mean, it is what it is. So
anybody from the Pac-12 knows Oregon fans can be jerks.
Yeah.
Okay. There are. I'm not saying all of them. I lived in Oregon. I have some very good friends that are Duck fans, but broad strokes purposes, yeah.
But it's a hard place. I mean,
it's a hard place to play. Good for them.
Yeah.
However we got there, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying the QBs. No, it's all part of it that it's a hard place to play.
And both teams run. That's the thing. These teams run and pass. It's
all right.
Last I heard, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think Oregon's a 3-point favorite, which means it's a home game. So essentially, it's a wash.
Right. Nobody knows.
To pick them.
And as last I look at the AP, I think we're ranked higher.
That is correct.
That is correct. How's that?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I guess we'll see with the CFP, but hey, let's go to the other game.
Wait, we got to give our score prediction.
No,
you have to. You got to put your name on it, Bryn.
No, because if I do that, then it's like I'm really saying that.
Okay, homer it up a little.
It's 41-42, Utah.
It's a great score. It's
41. 42, Utah, baby.
You know what? I seem to remember I guessed 42 one time this season, and you all gave me so much crap saying, how do you get to 42?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, that was me.
And we've gotten to 42. How many times this season?
Okay, it's 41-42, and everyone knows.
Okay, it's going to be 34-33, Utah.
No.
No.
It's going to be more points than that. 34-33.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is going to be so close.
Hope. It'd be to our advantage if it was.
What can I say? What can I do?
Look, here's the thing, though. Last year, this was the same situation. I was like, it's going to be close. It's going to be tight. We blew them out both times.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is? Did we always say this from last year? You were talking about, I'll tell you what I think the biggest difference is is between Bo Nix and the guy that was with him last year at QB.
1,000%.
That's what it is.
No, here's the two
different. What's his freaking name?
From last year, I don't remember.
Is it Thomas?
What's his name? No.
Wasn't it
Thompson?
No. Okay, we're going to get reamed, but we put it out of our mind. So just don't.
Here's the thing.
Don't ream us.
Okay, two factors.
I have to look
two
that
factors.
Up.
Yes, that guy, Bo Nix, is way better.
Way better. Way better. That has made all the difference.
The other thing, in their favor, our defense was better last year than our defense is this year.
Brown. Anthony Brown.
Okay, Thomas Brown. It's close.
Jeez.
It's a really hard last name, guys.
Think of that. Goal.
It's close. Anywho. Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
That's it. It's the QB.
Oh, yeah. Bo Nix is
he makes
way
it happen,
better.
Dude.
Okay. All right.
Spit it.
41-38, Utah. Okay, I'll do it. I'm putting the Homer hat back on.
It's not a Homer hat.
How is that a Homer hat?
There's good rationale
ESPN
for it.
ESPN has us a 51% chance we're going to win.
Okay.
We're ranked above them in the AP.
We're higher ranked. We're a better team.
Okay.
We've beaten them twice in a row.
I know. Okay.
What advantage do they have?
Well, we wear yellow.
So what?
So, okay.
Hey, please.
There
please
we go.
Wear the Duck Diarrhea uniforms. Oh, please.
We played them last year when they wore them.
I know, and we beat them. So those things are might be the ugliest uniforms in college football.
So ugly.
It's diarrhea splatter.
So
it's
Arizona took out UCLA.
That was so
bummer.
Gosh.
I might have enjoyed that
they
more.
They deserved it, dude.
Yes, they do.
We said, oh, we could see Arizona. Can't you see that? Freaky things happen.
Can
That's
I
what
can
we
I
said
say something
year.
Here? I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Say it.
All along, this was weeks ago. I think even after they beat us, James has been the one who has said that UCLA is going to lose at least two games.
Called it.
You and that's
have.
When they were.
You have said that.
They were undefeated.
They were undefeated. Mm-hmm. And.
Right after they beat us. Oh.
Sorry, UCLA.
I watched them play and I just went, I don't buy it. They got so hyped to play us and I knew that wasn't sustainable and they hadn't gone on the road yet.
Yeah.
So minimum two.
Yeah, but this was in the Rose Bowl and they lost against Arizona.
I know. It was so beautiful. And now it could be.
DeLauro took him out, dude. That guy is
Arizona.
They played.
It was a good game, dude. It's actually a very good game, but Arizona.
Okay, this is the other thing. Arizona played really well. Okay. Washington State is a pretty damn good offensive team, and we shut them down as well.
So yeah, we shut Arizona.
And we shut Arizona completely down. And they go into the Rose Bowl in front of 14 people and won.
I think it was 20. We said it was going to be 20.
No. There was 30. I saw
it. Oh, 30.
Gary
did it.
He paused it and counted it.
I counted them.
But you know
your
what?
Record.
UCLA, the lights were on, and you choked.
Arizona.
To Arizona.
They deserved it.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I watched it.
I don't know, man. He was this close to catching that ball in
Darn
the end zone.
DTR.
At the
all he
end
had to
of
do
the game
was float it out there, and you can't do it.
I mean,
he choked.
He scrambled. He got away, and he had that guy open, and nope. Didn't happen.
Real quick, before we move on, I really like what Arizona's doing. I think their program is headed in very good direction right now. I like their head coach. I think that they're trying to build a culture there. And I know they're in the conference. I'm kind of rooting for them because they've been a dumpster fire for so long.
Well, the thing before we played them last week, their coach actually said he wants to emulate what we have done at Utah.
In like a side kind of like, okay, who else could I cheer for? I'm rooting for them.
What?
Not in like a go Arizona. But
what are
like,
you saying?
What else do they have to live for?
Let's not talk
Tucson,
about Arizona.
Tucson
we got other things to talk about.
You've been
to
Tucson.
Crap about Arizona.
Tucson is a whole.
I'm just saying. I like what they're doing.
Okay, fine.
And they beat DTR. So they
that's
have,
good.
They forever have
yeah,
a fan
see,
in me.
See, you got to give them props.
Props for that. But other than that, what the? Who cares?
Their stadium's garbage.
Okay.
It's so bad.
Playoffs.
On top of a stadium.
Championship. Here's the.
Wait, playoffs I was listening or championship?
The Pac-12.
Okay.
I can't. Get your calculator out. Okay. It's too much to calculate.
So I'm going to say it like this. And then you tell me what you know. I've seen a bunch of guys coming out with what the scenarios are going to be if such and such happens, blah, 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 blah. There was dudes behind me at the game.
Yeah.
Okay, the guys that are the dumb ones behind us, James.
Yes, I'm well-versed.
You know who I'm
them.
Talking about?
Very well.
I'm listening.
I hope you don't listen or watch this.
They know who they are.
I was listening to him say what the tiebreakers were, and they were actually saying it was the rankings that was a factor in the tiebreak. And I'm going, after a while, I just turned around and said, sorry, you guys don't know what you're talking
about.
Did
you really?
Expert Gary over here.
I said, I'm not an expert, but here's what I'm going to say to you is that if Utah wins, and of course they beat Colorado, we go to the Pac-12 championship.
Yes.
That's
you
the
win?
Bottom line. Period.
You are in.
We That's win, it. We're in. Now, that presumes we take Colorado, and I get it. It's always a danger, but hey,
right,
we should
yeah.
beat them. I'm just saying, we beat Oregon, we're in. You could say the same thing. Well, no, you can't say the same thing with... Well, you can with Oregon, but they got to beat Oregon State.
That's the thing. Everyone but USC's got two conference games left. So right. You're right. Oregon, you beat us, you have to beat Oregon State. We win. We beat Colorado. We're in.
So, okay. So that's really what all concerns us. Now, let's say Beyond that, if Utah, say Utah loses and ends up with two losses, say UCLA beats...
Someone would correct you.
It's, and UCLA takes out USC. Okay, and the others win out. So there's three teams with two losses. To me, that can get complicated. Plus, Washington could be in that mix.
I know. Yeah. Washington.
Because they only have two losses. So I don't know all of these things. And I'm not going to go down that road. I've read a bunch of guys bitching to each other about who can win. And I'm just going, I don't know that. I'm just saying all I'm worried about at this point is Utah go win and we're in.
Well, yeah.
Before, it was a little bit out of our hands.
Right, because we needed UCLA to choke, and they did.
And they're at, yeah.
Even Oregon losing was a huge help to us.
It's a massive help. In the long run, it really could be a big help.
It could be the difference. I have the whole list. It is not as simple as just, okay, yeah, the first one's head-to-head. Well, everyone's kind of beat up on everyone
else. That's what I'm saying. It's a circle.
So it is a circle.
Doesn't it?
You
then
beat
go
who
to,
you beat them. They beat them.
It goes then to like common opponents.
It's
or something
winning
like
percentage
that.
Against the next highest common opponent.
Okay.
See, oh, winning percentage against all common conference opponents, combined winning percentage in conference games. Like it's just insane. And my favorite one is the last one, which would be a coin toss.
No.
Yeah, it'd suck if that ever came down to that.
If it got to that point.
Oh,
if
everything
lined up after six, and it would be a coin toss, and you'd go, okay, Utah, your heads, UCLA, your tails.
That is BS.
And no matter what happened, UCLA would be in because it's UCLA, and we'd be screwed.
Okay, whatever. The bottom line is,
it's not getting to that.
It's in our hands. That's all I'm worried about.
So if you want to read the actual ones, because
it's on
the Pac-12 Network, but you're exactly right.
Utah.
It's as simple as this. You win the next two games, you are in. That's it.
That's it. And you know what?
We're going to do it.
It's happening. All right, Bryn, you got a rant?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This will be
Bryn's rant of the week.
It'll be short because we've talked about this many, many times before, but it came to my mind again as I was watching some of the UCLA-Arizona game. And the fact that the Rose Bowl can have better... like lighting and celebrations and stuff than Rice Eccles, it really made me mad. I don't know if you noticed, it's like the trend this year in college football that the touchdowns happen and then they flash the lights. If the Rose Bowl, you know how old that stadium is? If they can upgrade their lights to do cool stuff like that, why can't we do that at Rice Eccles? Rice Eccles, the music was horrible on Saturday. We've harped on the music so many times. We've had some good moments this year. Saturday.
I thought the music was decent. There's some garbage, but I just want to be able to hear it. That's my only request.
They're playing weird, like
turn up your hearing aids, then
instrumental stuff. It just
okay.
I feel like so we've got an amazing home record, also. Especially if you throw out 2020, then we have a very long streak. Which
COVID,
nobody
threw everything out.
Nobody cares about 2020. Didn't happen. I feel like it's almost in spite of the stuff that goes on at Rice Eccles, which is so sad. I just want more. We've had our last game in Rice Eccles. Let's use the offseason. Let's hype it up. We need more hype.
I want to give credit, though, to one thing that I haven't mentioned all year. They've added the fireworks after we score.
Yes, I love
that. That is a great touch.
After we score and with the moment of loudness.
The moment of loudness. I love that. Now, just a recommendation. Let's crank the fireworks up a little bit. Right now, they're like...
Well, you can't do all. I mean,
have you turned on when Tennessee scores?
That's true. Okay, we're not going to go too far down into this, but I
want to give some credit. The fireworks, good touch. Keep it up.
Come on, Rice Eccles. Come on. Let's hype
questions.
It up.
Okay.
This is everyone's questions of the week.
You put me on the spot. I can't think this fast.
Here we go. Four questions of the week.
Okay.
So rank the teams. No. As of this week.
No.
Okay, we did it last. We've done it. And you guys are whining and bitching and screaming and whatever. And
all right, ready?
So
here we go. I'll do it.
As of this week.
As of this second in time.
We're talking this as now.
Utah number one. USC 2, Oregon 3, Washington 4, UCLA 5. You can't lose to Arizona at home and be in the top four. Sorry. Washington is now ahead of.
Say that again. You put Utah one.
Utah one, USC, Oregon, Washington, UCLA.
Okay. You got something on that?
I'm still going Oregon, Utah, USC, and I'm going to do Washington. UCLA, you can't be in the top four.
Sorry.
It's true. You can't lose to Arizona and still be there.
And I must win at
Washington,
home.
Welcome.
Welcome to the four. Well, what it really is, though, still, it's
carry.
Oregon is one. Uh-huh. Utah, uh-huh. SC, UCLA.
You have UCLA over Washington still?
Yeah, just because.
You're
just,
wrong.
It's right there.
Have they played?
I just feel like that freaking running game is
UCLA.
No, UCLA has.
Dude, Charbonnet.
He's good, man.
He's incredible.
So I give them the edge only. But Washington's right there. Anyway, that's my four. Rank the quarterbacks. Now, this week, we did it last time. Everyone had a. You guys freaked out and we had whatever. But rank the QBs. Top four.
I go. I have the exact same list. It's Caleb Williams one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't.
What has he done?
Swayed from
what
that.
Has he done other than freaking be in the Heisman Trophy conversation and put up 45 points a game? Okay, Caleb Williams. I don't like him.
Go on,
Caleb Williams. Cam Rising, Bo Nix, Penix. I'm adding Penix now over top of DTR.
Bubber.
I'm just going to follow my top four. It's the same. It's that's the QB. So Bo Nix, Cam Rising, Williams, and Penix.
I can't put Bo Nix ahead of Bo Nix now with his injury. It's questionable.
Okay, but Cam is injured too. So yeah, they really are. It's like, it's like we said, incredible. We're so even.
Razor thin.
So you can interchange my one and two, but
and then Penix, welcome to the club, buddy. He actually is an incredible quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
Bo Nix, Cam, Williams, DTR.
So you just followed your top four also.
That's, I think, where they land right now. And all this is going to, obviously, after next week.
Okay. Serious question. Would you take DTR over Penix right now?
No.
I wouldn't. If you're lining up the quarterbacks in the Pac-12.
I realize, though, I'm saying that with that I don't really like DTR because
completely.
Of us.
Completely.
Because how he acted when we played
right.
him.
But if I'm looking at it as, okay, I have a pickup football game, and it's like I get to pick one of these dudes. I'm taking Caleb Williams, number one. And then you go down the list, I'm taking Penix over DTR.
I'm going to take Williams, number one, dude.
Yes, you are.
Freak no.
He's going to be like the number one quarterback in the NFL draft in 2 years.
Ew. All right, in 2 years. We'll talk about it then. All right, here we go.
No, because he's going to lose to UCLA. And then
so we have some underclassmen who are leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Potentially, but yes.
Potentially. And so my question is, it's simply a yes and no. Do you think they're ready to go or not? Yes or no?
When you say, are you assuming NFL? Like, ready to go?
Yeah, NFL. I'm saying NFL or leave, not play anymore. I mean, yeah, I think everyone's leaving with the intention of going to the NFL.
Yeah, okay, go.
So I'm just saying of these guys who are not seniors, so this is a choice, do you think they should or should not go? Or they're ready to go, yes or no? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's hear it.
That's a different question. Do I think they should go or do I think they're going to go?
Should. It's not going. No, it's whether you think they should go.
They're ready to go.
Okay.
Because they're going to be able to go to the NFL.
Got it. Okay, go.
It's not that complicated.
I'm clarifying because it'll change my answer.
Cam.
No.
No.
I think he could benefit so greatly for one more year.
I don't think he's ready.
Will he get drafted? I think later on. But I don't think he should.
I don't know.
I think he's ready. I think he's ready to go. He's been injured. That's put him down a bit. But when you're the fifth-ranked QB, basically QBR. And
I know. It's impossible for me to move.
Okay, what about Tavion Thomas?
No.
No.
No, I don't think he should go.
No, absolutely not.
He could absolutely benefit from more
if he goes, development. He's not going to the NFL. He won't play.
Well, he needs it for a lot of reasons.
Come
back.
Yeah.
And Was it Witt that I was listening? Was it Witt that talked about some guys who think they're going to go to the NFL and make money, but they may go in and be on the practice squad and a bunch of other stuff that they can actually make more money staying in college with the NIL stuff now.
It's insane.
So keep that in mind.
You can make more money with the NIL than an undrafted free agent rookie.
Right. Yeah. So
that's a huge difference maker in some of these decisions
in college.
Now.
Yeah. So Tavion, stay. I just think it's for your own good, man. Bernard.
No. I mean, I don't think Bernard's going to the league, even if he stays another year.
Maybe.
I'd say no.
I think he should stay.
I think he would. He'd benefit also.
He'd benefit from staying.
I think so. Three more. Vele, which I was surprised.
He came out today and said it, that he plans on leaving. No, that one, hard no. The other ones I kind of have to think about. Vele, no. He's had a good year, NFL, but no. Man.
The NFL? I say no.
He hasn't done, I don't feel like he's done enough to put his stock high enough that he'll make a team.
Right.
I get that because he's talked about his age and where he's at in his life, he's ready for like a next step, which I totally understand.
Totally get it.
I don't think he's done enough to put himself on the map this year so he could benefit from another year.
And he's gotten progressively better at the U. I love watching him, but no.
No. Keithy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he needs
to. He's going to have, I think, some success in the NFL.
Yeah. Quick yes.
This is an easy one. Phillips.
Gone.
Yes.
Go make that money.
You're going to be a first round draft pick.
Silver and black is going to look good on you, buddy.
No, don't go there.
I don't want him to be.
No, don't do that. No.
Don't do that to
Clark. Don't wish that on him.
Go to the freaking black hole.
That would suck. You know what? Seriously, no. I'm not going to put that hex on him.
He is a black hole. It sucks the life right out
of
him.
It does.
Dude, Clark, go make that money, dude.
Come on, Cavs.
All right. And here we go. The final question. It's not even a question, just your comment on this. So this is a comment in the question section. What about those Oregon yellow uniforms?
The highlighters?
I like the highlighters. I have always said I like the highlighters. That's Oregon to me. The highlighter yellow.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Do you
like it? Yes. Do you?
In general, absolutely not. But here's the caveat to that. Oregon's had worse uniforms this year than
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that uniform.
I don't like it.
I like their green better,
it a crayon?
No, it's a highlighter.
It's a
freaking highlight crayon. Seriously? I like their green. I like the green.
Okay, here's my thing. People think I just crap all over Oregon. I think they've got some pretty cool uniform combinations. When they do their greens, when they do black with like the yellow highlights, I think that is really sharp. Sometimes they do some cool stuff. These ones were not it.
I just think it's too much. I think you have to wear sunglasses to watch them play.
Yeah. It was aesthetically, it was something. Bunch of orange or yellow.
It's better than the turd uniforms, though.
Yeah.
Anything's better.
Bird
than
turds.
The duck diarrhea. Turd. Yeah.
Okay, is that your last one?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you. No. If you had your druthers.
This is unscripted.
It's unscripted. I know a lot has to happen. We have to win, blah, 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 blah. Who do you want to play in the Pac-12 championship game if you had your choice? All things considered, Utah runs the table, wins out. Who do you want to see?
Easy. Who? I want to see USC because I want to kick the crap out of the whiner.
Okay. Love that answer.
The crybaby.
Which crybaby? The coach or the quarterback?
All of them.
All of them.
Or the Both towel boys.
Both of them.
Towel boys.
I want to see the towel boys whine into their towels again.
Okay. Bryn?
I mean, I'd like revenge on UCLA, but I think USC probably for that same reason.
Absolutely.
I want UCLA. I don't think it won't happen.
No.
I wanted UCLA. They got so jacked for that first game. We weren't ready. I think we beat them a second time. But my second answer is the same. Freaking
crybaby Trojans.
So, all right, that was unscripted. What do we got?
It's a good one, actually. I thought about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Comments on comments.
I love the comments on comments.
So feel free.
Leave your comments.
The dumber the comment, the more likely it is to get on the show.
No, not necessarily. This is from JY. So when Utah adds transfers like Cam Rising, among others, it's not stealing. But when SC does, they're bad boys. Unhappy. But I foresee this show getting more and more popular. You're right.
You're correct.
Our show?
Yes.
We are. Also, there's a massive difference between, hey, I went to the portal and Utah went onto the website and pulled a guy versus your coach going, hey, best receiver in the country that's at Pitt, well, why don't you come over here and I'll pay you $3 million. Big difference.
Half their freaking offense came through the portal. It's not even the same.
It's not even a portal. It wasn't the portal. It was daddy's bank account.
Look, it's not even the same.
That's
stupid.
Well, Cam came in before all NIL garbage anyway. Yeah, so you can't use that comparison.
That your team was built through the portal? go see
their team was built through the portal.
Their team was built through...
paychecks.
Paycheck
portal. Okay, through the portal. That's how we got Dye. Unfortunately, Dye's out. That's too bad.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you got Caleb Williams. You got Dye. You got Addison.
Right. But it wasn't the
lineman.
It wasn't the same portal that Utah's using.
No, what I'm saying is half of their offense came. He's saying, oh, if Cam Rising comes through the portal, it's okay, but our guys come. No, we're talking Cam Rising and a couple guys here or there.
Yeah, not the whole
freaking
offense.
Team in 1 year. Last year.
Yeah, half their team is new.
Sorry.
Getting that money.
Sorry, JY.
And JY, we still beat you.
But hey, you're right, though. The show's getting more and more popular.
So make sure you hit that subscribe button.
We are the most popular.
This is from Brandon.
My boy.
Our boy, Brandon. In regard to Alabama, he says, you guys are haters. Bingo.
Correct. And they should have lost this week,
you
too.
You are right. Except Dart blew it, dude. The guy was weak at the end.
Well, his neck was broken, so what
that's true. He got his head ripped off. He was looking backwards after that guy tore his head around.
I've never seen a face mask like that.
Is that the worst face mask you've ever seen in your life?
Ever.
Even the Alabama dudes are like going, oh, put his head back.
He's so dang lucky. All right.
That guy doesn't get kicked out of the game.
I know, it was ridiculous.
Awesome show.
Thank you.
Move on. Yeah, okay.
Who said that? We got.
Oh, this Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Love listening to you guys at work. Take the work you could get. Just say, you get in trouble when they scan your...
We don't.
Okay, only thing that can be better if you were Ducks fans.
Oh, no, sorry.
This show would
I doubt that's going to happen.
Awful.
I mean, I guess there is a scenario that could happen.
You'd be a Ducks fan?
If they're playing...
Hey,
playing certain teams, I could. I could.
Look, if they play SC in the championship
I
will be the biggest Duck supporter on earth.
The Oregon football fans.
I already said I was cheering for him to go to the playoffs, so I guess, Bobby, there you go. I was. Not this week, though. Not a fan this week. We've already been through this. Don't go backwards.
This is from Brandon Christopher, who is from Southern California. I think he's a... We've referenced him before.
He's a UCLA guy.
This is a good one, though. I find it funny. This was 5 days ago, by the way. That's why when you write stuff...
you might get chosen.
We take receipts, just FYI.
I find it funny that UCLA beat the crap out of Utah by about 17 points. And in the late pick six with no time on the clock, whatever. And still won by double digits. And yet, you guys want to act like you're better with all your injuries and everything. So, so stupid.
How you feeling, bud?
Hey, buddy. What's the standings right now?
Yeah.
What's the standings?
I think Utah's ahead of them.
We predicted it was going to happen, and it happened.
Yeah.
We are the experts. Just
you have
to
two
us.
Losses? Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. And we're ranked higher than you. Oh, yeah, that's right. So I guess...
And we control our own destiny? Oh, yeah.
We act like we're better? Well, we are.
Welcome.
Of course, I want them to beat USC, so go.
Brandon, yeah.
Come on.
That's so true.
That's true.
So you're
slamming us.
I will be cheering for UCLA. I can't do it, but I will be.
That might make me puke watching that game.
I know.
This is from David Bellet, Chick, I think. He's a Buckeye fan. Okay.
Go Blue!
Bryn and James, there will be no Christmas presents for you this year. Especially Bryn.
Oh.
Who kind of got this initiated about the slander of my Buckeyes helmet.
Oh,
you know, you hate the stuff on their helmet.
That's funny.
Gary.
He's reading this because he praises Gary.
You are the only stable one in this podcast, brother. I know it. I'm here.
See, just, this is how you get your I'm comment read.
Just trying Suck to help to them out.
In his lumberjack
So their
shirt.
Loss will be your reward. I'm not sure what that will be, but I'm looking forward to it. Great show. As always, love your content. Right on.
I have one thing to add to this. Ohio State is going to lose to Michigan this year.
Oh, dang.
No, yeah.
Again?
Not.
I'm adding it. Yeah.
I don't know. 2 years in a row.
I've been watching both teams. Ohio State.
I think it's going to be a good game. It's I still think Ohio game. State's going to pull it out.
Do you get your helmet stickers taken off if you lose to Michigan? They just rip yeah, them all off?
That's a great question. Let's say I'm playing really well, and then I fumble it, and I walk off the field. Does your head coach, like, rip that off of your head? How does that work?
That'd be sad.
That would be funny. They should do that.
All right, time's up. Who wants to give the jackass?
The jackass is that we are playing at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday night, which is 10:30 on the East Coast. You have Oregon and Utah.
I know, so freaking.
Two of your top 15 in the country. Maybe top
two,
10.
Two top 10 teams. Let's
we
just say
know.
That.
It is.
Two top 10.
It is. Two top 10 teams.
And we no one will be no one will see that game.
It pisses me off because you have the two best games arguably in the entire country this year.
As far
year.
As ranked opponents playing yeah, I mean, each other, it is.
USC UCLA, a great rivalry, and they're both ranked, let's say top 10, top 15. And then you've got Utah Oregon in a rematch of the championship game last year, and we're at freaking 8:30.
Yeah, it's
so it's like I don't know who it's the whole system of
I'm sure
how that
the
all works.
It's whatever it is, it sucks.
That
it
gets the jackass because we there was only the two slots available, the 6 and then the 8:30, and we're playing at 8:30. The best game of the entire week, no one will see it.
One of them should have been at 1:30 and the other one's at 5:30.
The two top quarterbacks in QBR are playing each other. Two of the top five, because Cam's five,
and the whole
are
country.
Playing each other and no one will see it.
No one's
so
gonna see it.
It's bullcrap. Everyone DVR it, watch it the next day. It's on ESPN at 8:30 p.m.
No, stay up and watch it. It's gonna be. It's going to be a great game.
That gets the
It's gonna be a great game.
That could have been my rant too. I'm all fired up about it.
Now she's surly.
It is a good rant. It is, and even Oregon fans, you got to agree with us.
Yeah, that's
garbage.
That's
jackassery to put us at that time.
It is.
Should have been prime
time. They get the big,
baby.
Little, and mini Jack for that.
Mini Jack. The
all
Jack
three.
Jack.
Triple Jack.
Wow, no one's gotten the triple.
Is what they get. All right, well.
Gonna go cut down some trees with Gary
know,
and his lumber
wearing
jack.
He's ready to.
Come a lumbering jack.
Lumbering jack?
He's ready to be in Oregon. You're not going to the game. You look like you're going to the game.
Down some anyone trees, going? Baby. I don't know anybody that's going.
We have some Utah fans going.
Yeah.
I would love to go. Thomas, get that plane all.
Please.
Come on, dude.
You're loud.
Take us up there.
Hope you don't get in any fights because that could happen
yeah, take,
up there.
Yeah.
The last time we were there, this is kind of a funny side note. You remember we were getting yelled at after we got beat when I was there last time.
Yeah. And they're
coming out of there. And those,
and nice.
Those chicks. Can I say chicks? Is that
PC?
Is that politically correct?
No.
These chicks were yelling at us and they were screaming, "What's a UT?"
Udi is what
an
they said.
What's an Udi?
Well,
that's an Oregon education.
What's
for
an
you.
Udi?
They
you
said
mean
it to us
Ute?
In passing, and we kind of and then it took Udi. Us a second to go, "What are they asking us? Udi?"
The Utah Udis. It's great education going on. What do you think? Okay.
On that note, go Utes.
Go Utes, baby.
I don't know. What is an Udi?
What's an Udi? I don't know how you'd even spell Udi.
I don't know.
Go, go Udis.
Victory, go baby. Udis. Victory.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.